Good evening, folks. I'm Luke. I'm an alcoholic. And it's always an honor and a privilege to come and speak at a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that might sound something that's regurgitated and said a lot, but based on my experience, the people that came prior to me and that kept the room safe, specifically through our traditions and the inner workings of our steps, thank you. Because you hear a lot of kooky stuff in AA. And you see a lot of stuff, and you know, I might relay some stuff tonight that you might think is absurd, and I'm your 10-minute speaker, so we'll just deal with it. But I attend a men's stag over in Solana Beach at 8 o'clock on Monday nights. It's my home meeting. I have a sponsor. He's been my same sponsor since I got sober back in 2007, September 19th. And I took the steps, and I didn't know what I was doing when I did them. I was just scared enough to take them. And, you know, I abused liquor for about 13 years or so. My first drink was at 17, somewhat of a late bloomer. But I can tell you I knew what I was wearing. I was wearing a black and white flannel. I was wearing a pair of jeans. I was wearing a pair of Nikes. I was at a party, and I felt a part of, and it was the best feeling I had ever experienced up to that date. I can get a little personal on best feeling or experience, but drinking relieved a lot of things for a guy like me, and I loved alcohol, and I still do to this day, and I would drink it. I'm not going to lie to you if I didn't run into all the consequences that I did. They just piled themselves up on me. Heaps of evidence, as we like to say. I knew by about the age of 25 that I was an alcoholic. A fifth of Fleischmann's vodka, it's disgusting, but it's cheap and it does the trick. And Ice House tall cans are typically 99 cents down at the liquor stores where I would hang out down in Pacific Beach. I was born and raised here in San Diego by a loving family. Two parents, I get choked up when I talk about them, they're teachers. They provided us with every single opportunity they could for the three children, me being the oldest. And went to an all-boys private high school. I mean, every opportunity to just go out there and grab, you know, the world by the balls and run with it. And I came to AA at about age 28, 29 years old. I went through one of our local spin drives and tried to get sober. And God bless those people. They provide us with an opportunity to come to Alcoholics Anonymous and change our lives. And that's, in fact, what they did. And I stayed sober for about 7 months or so, dry as a bone. And you hear people talk about it. I was more miserable then. At least with alcohol, I got some kind of relief. And, you know, I had met the guy who's my sponsor still today, prior to that. And, you know, I'd go like step one, two, three out, step one, two, three, four out, you know, back and forth, back and forth. I'm ready this time. I swear to God, blah, blah, blah. So I called him up one day and I had been drinking. I got bottles all over the floor. You know, ashtray looks like a mushroom. I mean, just a mess. And I said, Mark, I don't know what to do. I said, should I go to a recovery home? Should I go to a sober living home? Should I go back to rehab? What should I do? He said, I got one question for you. And I said, what's that? Please tell me the answer. He asked me, are you done? And I said, yeah, I'm done. And what he did was is he ripped me through these steps. Some people might say at a rapid pace. He took me through the steps a step a week. And you know, I got a thick skull. I'm Polish. I'm slow. I don't read books necessarily well. But, you know, he told me to do some things. You know, he told me to show up to meetings early and introduce myself. And I hate talking to people. I just really do. You know, he said, go up and make yourself approachable. And, you know, I didn't necessarily hate AA like a lot of people talk about. I just didn't understand what it was all about. I didn't understand the smiles. I didn't understand the laughter. I didn't understand the camaraderie. I didn't understand those things. And I hated you for it because I didn't understand them. And but he had me doing these things, and we ripped through the steps. And, you know, like a guy like me, I've just got this skewed perception of what reality is. And for instance, let me give you an example. So on my fourth step, like, I had this resentment, like bona fide resentment towards the San Diego Police Department, right? They deserve it, right? The cause. What's the cause? Okay, well, they bang on my door all the time. They pull me over on my bicycle and question me. You know, they spend way too much time with a guy like me. They should be out there looking for the real thugs. I'm not a thug. I'm a weenie. You know what I mean? I just drink a lot. You know? What does it affect? It affects my pocketbook because I keep paying fines, getting bailed out of jail. It affects my sex relations because when I'm in clink, I don't know what she's doing. And I'm coming off the stuff. And I'm paranoid as all can be. You know, it affects my self-esteem because I'm not, like, I just can't get ahead. You know, and then I start to discover, like, I'm ravaged with fear. And you know, my sponsor, what he was really good at doing was this. He wasn't afraid to tell me the truth. And he said, you think you're above the law. You think you can do what normal people can't do and get away with it. And it was like, boom, it was in my face for the first time. And I'm identifying, like, I think I'm special and I'm different and I can get away with stuff that other people can't just because I'm Luke O, you know? But what I've come to discover today is I'm just a simple drunk, and I'm stoked to be one. Because I continued on through the steps. I went and I made amends to my parents at 3 months of sobriety. 28 years of garbage right at those people's front door, and I'm here to apologize and make my side of the street clean, right? And these two people look across from me, and I love them to death. And they tell me, we're not buying your garbage. And that was probably the best thing those people ever could have said to me. You know, I kind of walked out of their house with my tail between my legs. I called sponsor man. I said, dude, what do I do? So you got to keep moving forward. It's pretty simple. At 9 months of sobriety, those people gave me a key to the front door of the house and said, anytime you want to come over, please do. And I tried to steal everything I could from those poor people. Sorry, guys. My sponsor didn't ask me if I wanted to seek God. He told me to do it. He gave me instructions. Sit down, be quiet. Don't scratch yourself. Palms up. Create a channel. You know, create a channel. So when you're praying and breaking off God a phone call, you can actually sit there and listen in meditation to what he has to say. You know, and I didn't know what I was doing. I did it. He didn't ask me if I wanted to sponsor guys. He kicked me in the ass and said, go out there and carry the message. And I did. And I'm sober today. And, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous has presented me with every single opportunity that I've ever wanted in life and just didn't know how to get there. But through taking direction from another guy based on his experience, and the thing that got me with my sponsor was is he broke down me perfectly. He said, you have an obsession, an obsession of the mind. All right? You are restless, irritable, and discontent when you're sober. Right? Life doesn't treat you well. You see other people drinking, and they can get away with it. And then you make the ultimate sacrifice. And the thing is, with you, you have this physical allergy. When you take that first drink, you don't know when you're going to stop. This guy reading my diary or what? You know, I'm just like floored. You know, and we'll demonstrate some of the types of thinking which precede relapse into drinking, for obviously this is the crux of the problem. And what I've discovered in Alcoholics Anonymous is this is a wonderful place to be a part of when you're held accountable by other guys and they tell you the truth. Because what that does for a guy like me is that gives me the ability to grow every single day. And I don't know about you guys, but the feeling of growth and building on top of what AA has given you, I mean, my experience has just blown me away. I have a beautiful woman in my life. The job that sent me to the 30-day rehab, on the verge, thread of being terminated, promoted me 2 years ago. My family, I'll cry again. You know, the friends, the relationships, the sponsorship, watching the light bulb turn on in somebody else is something that I can't describe to you. If you haven't done it, do it. When you see a dude, and I just sponsor guys, when you see a dude get it, for an alcoholic like me, that puts me in a place where I've been of maximum service to another individual, which I couldn't do in any other facet. To see another person recover from alcoholism has been the most profound thing I've seen in my life. And if you haven't done it, you're just selling yourself short. I like to say Alcoholics Anonymous is like holding a winning lottery ticket but not cashing it for people who don't take our program seriously. So if you haven't tried it, please do. There's a way out. I drank every single day for 13 years. Did things deplorable that I told myself as a young kid I wouldn't do. And what happened is Alcoholics Anonymous gave me a do-over in life. And for that, I thank you. Yeah.